It's Tuesday, let's talk. Today I want to look at knowledge. How good for us is knowledge? Does it help us to be better Christians? What is the role that knowledge plays in our lives? Our verse for today is Hosea chapter 6, verse 4. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Knowledge is important, but we will see how to use knowledge in our lives. We Western people have the ability to separate thoughts from actions. That is, our actions don't always have to match our knowledge. There are probably thousands of people who say, I believe in Jesus, but this belief does not match their knowledge, and they are not born again. Western people are prone to and love information. They abstract from knowledge rather than from stories and proverbs like third world people do. We need good information, but we need to put that information to work. Even in the Bible, it says in Hosea chapter 6, verse 4, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Knowledge and information are important to how we Westerners think and learn. Unfortunately, we can separate information from experience. This is one reason that people say, oh yes, I believe in Jesus, but Jesus does not affect their lives and they're not born again. Eastern people, on the other hand, learn from and abstract more from oral communication, stories, proverbs, and wise sayings. Today's study is intended to show a better relationship between information and actions as Christians. There are several key verses for this study. First is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19, which says, and to know the love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the measure of fullness of God. The Apostle Paul told the Ephesian people that knowledge is important, but the love of Jesus Christ surpasses knowledge. There are things greater than knowledge in life, like love. Love is an action. Knowledge needs to be put to work. How many times have you heard someone say, I didn't get anything out of the sermon? Well, what did you put into the sermon, like prayer and study? 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 says, for the time will come when they will not tolerate sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, they will multiply teachers for themselves because they have an itch to hear something new. The people had an itch to hear something new. I assume they were not going to do anything with the new information, but they wanted something something fresh that they didn't have to apply or implement in their lives. People often want a creative sermon with new things that they have not heard before, but also that they don't have to do anything with it. In Acts chapter 17, verse 19, it says, then they took him and brought him to a meeting of the Areopagus, where they said to him, may we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting. You are bringing some strange ideas to our ears, and we would like to know what they mean. All the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there spent their time doing nothing but talking and listening to the latest ideas. This appeals to Westerners as we enjoy wrestling with ideas, especially ideas that we don't have to do anything with. Here's a summary of the wrong use of information and knowledge. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 says, they have an itch to hear something new. Acts chapter 17, verse 19, they spent their time doing nothing but talking and listening to the latest ideas. This is a wrong use of information. But what is a good use of information? Many Christians have stored up more knowledge and information than their actions. Their actions do not follow suit. In any Sunday school class, people give right answers to all the teacher's questions. But at the same time, pastors say they can't get workers to work at the children's ministry or make disciples or visit the homebound. It reminds me of the story of the pastor who preached a message one Sunday, and the next Sunday he preached the same message. The third Sunday, people got the same message. When an elder asked the pastor what he was doing, he said, these people haven't done anything yet with what I spoke about, so I'm repeating the message until they do. God values information and knowledge. He expects us to do something with it. Here's what James says about the relationships between knowledge and actions. James chapter 1, verse 22, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do it is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. God is honored when we take a step of faith and seek to serve him. We have to live for more than knowledge and information. Excuses won't work with God. If you get the opportunity to serve in the church, take it and trust God. Actions follow knowledge. Amen. Let's pray. Father, help us to have a right understanding of knowledge, that it will affect our lives and our actions, Lord. Help us to be people of the book, serving you fully with our whole hearts and minds. Father, we thank you for this time in Jesus' name.